Hey, everybody, this is Stelly FT.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And today on the Startup Chat, we want to talk about identifying and focusing on growth customers.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So here's the deal. In episode 399, we talked about how to create an ideal customer profile, right? The ICP, ideal customer. Today, what I want to briefly talk to you about and share with our listeners is the concept of a growth customer. And here's what prompted this. So I've heard and thought about this in the past multiple times, and we went through a transition in our company of starting to think and focus and identify growth customers a lot more. But recently I was talking to a company, I can't quite disclose who they are, but their VP of sales had a much stronger focus on this than I've ever seen before. And I thought that was kind of fascinating and interesting to dissect. So what they're doing, they're building this sales organization. They're focusing on only selling to a specific type of customer. And one criteria that a account executive has to check off to even be allowed to sell to somebody is that they're going to be what they call a growth account. What that means is that whatever the needs is of the customer today is going to significantly grow over the next 12 to 18 months, right? So a simple example of this is today they have, let's say three people that work in their marketing team that would need seats or access to this product. But their hiring plans are so that the marketing team is going to grow from three people to 11 people in the next 12 months. So they're going to need 11 seats, and they are a growing marketing organization. So their criteria of selling, being able to close a contract and close a deal, is that the customer, it doesn't matter how big the customer is, it can't stay stale. It has to be a growth account. It has to be a customer that's going to grow significantly over the next 12 months. I thought that was very interesting, but I thought also that it relates interestingly or usefully to our ideal customer profile episode of the, I think this mindset that a lot of times when startups look at a prospect or at a customer, they just identify today's needs. Right? How big is the customer today? What is their use case today? What are their requirements today? And one thing that a lot of startups don't do a good enough job is to identify how are these needs, these use cases, and the potential revenue we can make with this customer, how is this going to change over the next 12 to 18 months? And is this going to stay the same? Or is it going to significantly grow or change over time? That's a really important thing to figure out. And I think a lot of times, most startups don't worry about this or don't think about this enough. So I wanted to talk about growth customers, right, with you and see kind of what your thoughts are, what your experience are, and what kind of tips we have to give to the audience on this topic.
Yeah. So especially for a SaaS business, this is a really fascinating topic because what you're really looking for is negative churn. So one of the main reasons from a metric standpoint, a business metric standpoint, a business like KPI, is to have negative churn. So negative churn is basically the idea that the amount of people, amount of revenue, let's talk about revenue, the amount of revenue that's being lost in a given month is made up for and then some by the amount that's coming in. And there's two kinds of money that comes in, new money and existing customers paying you more money. So to me, by being able to identify your growth customer and include that in your ideal customer profile, you will get customers who will pay more over time, and your business will essentially be that much healthier for it because you will have negative churn, which means that of all the revenue that's being lost, you're gaining more than what's being lost.
I love that. It's as simple as that. Now, the question, I think the first thing that I would want to give to people as a tip is to identify that is a criteria when you talk to prospects or when you think about your ideal customer profile of the qualification process, because growth is a really crucial criteria. If you think about it, if you have two customers today, let's say all you have is two customers, and all you're going to have to do is service and support and invest in those customers. If you had to prioritize the two, and you have one customer that pays you $1,000 a month and the other customer pays you $500 a month, if that's all the information you have, it's very easy to say, well, we're going to prioritize our top customer is the $1,000 a month customer. Our second customer is the $500 a customer. We're going to spend double the time with a $1K customer than we're going to spend with a $500 customer a month. Now, if I add the growth criteria to this and I tell you that the $1,000 customer has been operating at this size of business for the past 10 years and they're planning to stay this amount of people and revenue and whatever the setup is for the next 5 years, but the $500 customer just raised, let's say, a Series A, just raised $50 million, and they have plans to 10x their team, and they have plans to go from $500 a month to $5,000 a month over the next 12 months. How does that change now? You know, who's your top customer and who's your second customer? Now, again, with two customers, it's probably not that big of a deal to prioritize them. But having that knowledge can make a big difference, not just for revenue purposes, but also when you hear what their feature requirements are, right? Just knowing that this is a company that today needs feature A, B, and C, but because of the drastic growth that they're about to go under, these feature requirements might drastically change. And we might have to stay much more ears to the ground and much more in touch with the customer because they're going to be hiring all these people and changing their processes and kind of growing what they're doing and changing what they're doing in such a fast pace that we can't just say, well, we talked to this customer 4 or 5 months ago, and we still feel like we know what's going on over there and what their needs are and what they're looking for, right? So identifying who is growing, who isn't, can help you both prioritize and also understand kind of how much time you're going to have to spend in checking in with a customer and reconfirming that you truly understand the value they're getting from your product today and what their needs are and what their feature requirements are and who the people even are in the company that you need to build relationships with.
I think it's such a powerful concept. I mean, like you just described exactly how to get there, right, and do it. And I think this idea of a growth customer is probably going to start becoming a lot more popular. I haven't really heard a lot about this. I don't know if you have. So I'm glad you brought it up and I'm glad that it came up because if all we're really trying to do in our businesses, especially when it's a SaaS business and it's a subscription business where people pay you and ideally they keep paying you, is build a healthy business. And even when you think about like as much as like people might have opinions about investors and things like that, at the end of the day, like the biggest thing here is that an investor looks at your business to determine how healthy it is and whether they should put their money in it. You can look in your business in the same way, whether you have investors or not, and say, how do I build a healthy business, right? That I want to continue, that is worth continuing. And one of the key areas there is to have it so that you build a business, a product, a sales process, a marketing process, the whole company around the fact that people who start paying you pay you more money over time because they're getting more value or they have a really good reason to pay you more over time. So I would say that like this is super, super powerful. And it should definitely be like double click, underlined all the good stuff so that people start really thinking about who's my growth customer and how do I get more of them.
This is a topic I don't hear a lot of people talking about. I know that we at Close started thinking about this and putting some process in place around this over the last couple of weeks. And then I've been bringing this up to more and more people to see if I can learn from somebody about this concept. And I talked to this VP of sales that had this kind of surprisingly strong point of view around only selling to growth customers. So I think this is going to be bubbling up more and more, and I'm happy we're early in sharing this with our audience. I think that most companies, we all worry so much and over-index on who the customer is today and what their needs are right now, and that's fine, but it's just a starting point, especially in SaaS where you sell a subscription service. I think it becomes more and more important not just to understand your customer right now, but kind of try to understand where they're going in the future and trying to focus on the ones where the future is going to rapidly change, right? And I think that as more and more businesses are moving faster and growing faster around the world, servicing growth customers, it's not just a good selfish thing in terms of